Welcome, hustler, player, and swinger. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. We cover a wide variety of topics, from self-empowerment, from business, to the dynamics between men and women. We cover positive thinking, we cover so-called street knowledge, we talk about progressive life, we talk about self-empowerment, and we talk about a lot more. And all of this comes through the perspective of what I've called uncommon sense or uncommon knowledge. It's knowledge that's just not readily known to the average person because it wasn't taught to the average person. This is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Now, this information are keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing some of you from achieving the level of success you want to achieve in your life, in whatever lifestyle you choose for yourself. This particular podcast is an Ask a Hustler question. These questions, they come by way of email. I might get them over the phone, or I might be talking face to face with someone and bring a question to me. And I'll go ahead, if I feel it's something that I can expound on, to keep it kind of general that other people might benefit from, I usually make a podcast about it. So, if you're out there listening and you have any questions, just hit me up on my email, wjamesdennis@gmail.com, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, wjamesd.com. You'll see some tabs at the top, hit that free stuff tab, and you sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter. Share some higher level game in there. There's some other podcasts and there's other information in there. And I also give out tips and tricks to certain things. I also give out discounts to certain things coming up. And, you know, I got some surveys coming up, some information, kind of feedback I'm looking for as I progress. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get to the question of this podcast, which is actually pretty basic, but it's very, very deep. The question simply is, how is life a series of problems? Or how do you deal, or how do you conquer life's problems? Again, there is a lot of depth in answering this very simple question, so let me explain. Before I came across real players in the game, I mean real hustlers, I always heard about the game, and I was even around a few people who claimed they had game. Now, when you're on those streets, most of the times when you hear the word game, the way it's presented to you and what you become and what I became led to believe was that game is a form of manipulation. So you use your mouthpiece, which is the way you talk, the words that you use. You use your mouthpiece and you try to get yourself into or out of situations so that whatever, however which way it works, you get yourself in or you get yourself out. That situation eventually works to your advantage. Okay, so manipulation isn't necessarily real game. What do I mean by that? Because the game is based off of natural order. When you know something that someone else doesn't in a particular area, you automatically have more power than that person does in that particular area. It's nothing that you have to make happen. It's nothing that you, you know, have to try to control or manipulate. It happens automatically. You know, you begin to have real gain when you better yourself through study and the application of what you learn, learning to use what you're learning, not just learning it, not just being able to recite it, regurgitate it, you know, to be able to spit it back. You have to learn how to use it. When you can do this, you get a certain degree of power in that area. It is a natural outcome of learning information in that area and using and experimenting with that information in that area until you are able to kind of get a working formula that works for you. And this gives you power in that particular area. So think of it like going into work and doing whatever your boss tells you to do. So in your mind, you see your boss in a position of power. And in your mind, you automatically give your boss that power without question. And you give your boss their power because you place value on your paycheck. I mean, let's keep it real. You have mouths to feed. You have a home to take care of. You have car notes and take care of your children. You gotta eat. So you value your paycheck, and you understand that your paycheck comes by way of your job. So you are going to accept your boss's position of power because you value a paycheck. But all this is in your mind. Your boss at your job, even the owner of your particular company that you may work for, only holds that power because people below them accept it. And they accept it because hopefully your owner or hopefully your boss has more knowledge about the particular industry or business that you're in than you do. So, yes, it's kind of a balancing act. They deserve a certain degree of power because they have the knowledge in that area. But that power actually comes from people accepting and giving them power. If somebody does not accept your particular boss or particular owner of your company as the owner of the company they want to work for as their boss, that person has absolutely no power over them, period. This takes place in your mind. So, natural order, this is what we're talking about. So, natural order. Lions hunt zebras, cats hunt birds, big fish eat little fish, and people in power, like I just mentioned, they have it because other people accept it. This is natural order, and this goes with the structure, the power structure of the game, which is the pyramid structure. So when I came across real true players, not just people who had a little bits and pieces of information and thought and took it upon themselves to manipulate people by it and through it. So when I came across real true players, they told me a few things that changed the way I thought about the game and in turn thought about my life. What they told me was very simple, but it was profound when they broke it down to me. And this goes into the subject of this podcast. They told me that life is a series of problems that must be solved. Listen closely to that statement. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. This is what life is. At a basic level, I'm not talking about life, because when we talk about life, there's different layers of life. There's, you know, very low stages of life, people in depression. There's very high stages of life, you know, people that have a certain amount of spiritual development. But just at a regular basic level, life is a series of problems that must be solved. Life moves in a continuous series of causes and effects. We feel or face the effects of our decisions and thoughts every single day. You can't avoid it. Life is a series of problems. In our lives, we go through a myriad of decision-making processes, or processes, however you want to pronounce it. Why do we make decisions? Because in order to live our lives, we have to choose between things. We have to make decisions. You can't go left on the fork of the road and right at the fork on the road at the same time. You have to make a decision. Or you can go straight. It's still making a decision. Or you can go back where you came from. It's still making a decision. So let's take a very mundane example. And this is going to sound a little silly. And, you know, those of you that read my blog and listen to my podcast, you know, I like to give little simple, silly examples because they, when you visualize them, they stick. They're a little bit easier to remember. So just follow me for a second. You get up in the morning and you start your day. Now, what's some of the first problems that were solved? Now, you might go take a shower when you first wake up. Why do you need a shower? Because you're solving the problem of not going throughout your day with body odor. I told you this is going to sound a little silly. Sounds a little silly, right? But that's true. You take a shower because you want to solve the problem of having body odor throughout the rest of the day. That's just not a sexy thing to do. Okay? And then you might brush your teeth. Why do you brush your teeth? Because you don't want to go throughout your day with funk breath in people's face, just nasty. Right? It sounds silly, but it's true. As silly and as mundane as it sounds, taking a shower or brushing your teeth is solving a particular problem that may develop if you do not do those things. What else you might do when you wake up? You might fix your hair. That's solving another problem. Then you have to decide what you want to wear for that day. Now, for some people, and I've dated women where this is very, very true, to deciding what to wear, especially if you're going out somewhere special, quote-unquote, solving this problem can take like 10 minutes. You know, and I'm not singling women out. I'm just, it happens. Let's just keep it real. So, back and forth, you know, you're trying to piece together an outfit that when you leave the house, you'll feel good in. This is a problem, and it needs to be solved. Are you following me? Simple, mundane examples, but very real. And your entire day goes like this. You're presented with an effect. You make a decision, which produces another cause. Then you're faced with another effect, which might be related to the first, or it might not. But regardless, you are constantly, all throughout your day, faced with another decision that needs to be made. And making that decision will start another cause that will produce another effect, and so on, in a nearly unstoppable, nearly unending series of decisions that you need to make every single day of your life. You decide when you need to eat, you decide when you need to sleep, you decide when you need to go to work or head to the office, you decide where to put your time, you decide where you put your energy, you decide what to spend your money on. And most of these decisions are based around solving a problem. Think about that for a moment. You're trying to solve a problem or alleviate a possible future problem from occurring, which is still solving the problem. So, here's where so-called New Age thought and other methods of self-empowerment differ a little from the game itself. Now remember, the game is nothing but knowledge and information. So in modern self-empowerment school of thought, not the game, but the modern, because the game is very old. It's very old. But in the modern self-empowerment school of thought, they'll tell you that you shouldn't use the actual word problem. When you're describing or talking about a situation that's a little difficult, you're having a little difficulty, they say do not use the word problem. they said that you should supplement that word for something a little bit softer, like an obstacle or challenge. All right, the reason they teach this is because from their understanding of the mind, when you say the word problem, many people hear that word and they instantly think of something that's very insurmountable, something very huge that they might not be able to handle. That word problem has a lot of power in some people's lives. So, according to the New Age way of self-empowerment, the New Age thought of self-empowerment, the word problem, according to them, causes many people to hesitate and feel a degree of fear, or sometimes people feel overwhelmed. And I get it. I understand it. I really do. But here's some game for you, some real game. Also, it's kind of a little reality check. Peep this. Changing the name of something doesn't change what something is. Changing the name of something doesn't change the nature of something. A bear can be vicious if it's threatened or its cubs are threatened. They become vicious. But if I call that bear a mouse, does that change what the bear actually is? If John got up one day, murdered 10 people in cold blood, and then changed his name to Stephen, does that change who John really is? And it's just like some people, when they start getting information of the game, you know, you get a little arrogant, you get a little egotistical, you know, you walk around, I know what you know not. You know, you might be at work and you might be talking to your family and be like, oh man, I just got this issue, I got this problem going on. And you'd be like, what? Problem? Problem? There's some situation going on? You know, come on, talk to a player. You know, tell me the details of this particular situation. We're going to put our heads together. We're going to pound out about 2 or 3 different solutions to your particular problem in just about 10, 15 minutes. Talk to a player. And it's just this kind of little bit of ego and arrogance that comes with learning the game. And that's fine. But that's just like buying, let's say you're a man, you buy the most expensive suit that you could possibly buy. If you're a woman, you go buy the most expensive dress that you can possibly buy. And you put this on. And on the outside, you look very nice. But those clothes do not change who you are on the inside. You might feel a little better about yourself because you have on an expensive suit, but you really don't change. You feel a little different, but you really don't change. And that's kind of how it works with anything. Changing the name of something doesn't change what it is. Doesn't change the nature of it. So calling a problem a challenge or obstacle doesn't make a problem any less than a problem. This is weak thinking. And above all that, those are lies. Think about it. You're being taught that to empower yourself, to make yourself better, you should be lying to yourself. What kind of self-empowerment is that? How can you empower yourself through lies? How does that work? You can't empower yourself through lies. This is my point. Stop living in a little fantasy world and get some real games, what I'm saying. Lying to yourself is disempowering, not empowering. It's like looking down a barrel of a gun pointed at your face and telling yourself that you don't see it. Now, come on. You're being ignorant at that point. You know, you're ignoring reality. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. This is extremely empowering because you should, hopefully that idea should get you into the perspective that whatever life throws your way, you're gonna handle it, or you're gonna find a way to handle it. You're taking and wielding your natural power when you look at something for what it is instead of what you think it should be. Now, let me back up a little bit. Let me clarify something. I talk a lot about perspective. Now, it is true that the way you look at something gives it its meaning to you. That is your perspective. But first, you have to also learn to look at things for what they really are. You cannot ignore reality because we live in a form of reality. Using your perspective does not mean you lie to yourself. It's just a filter that helps you develop the ability to get a handle on your emotions and your negative or weaker form of thinking. So, every single day, you have the natural right to decide what you will or won't do at any given moment. There are many ways to look at every decision that you make in your life. And you want to learn to look at things in the best way that benefits you, but not to the degree where you are lying to yourself. There is no one out there that is so powerful that they can prevent you from making a decision unless you allow them to. In fact, let me give you this game. You want to know what possession that you have that no one can ever take away from you, that no one can ever steal from you? You want to know what that is? It is your knowledge. Think about that. No one can ever get inside of your head and take away what you know. If what you know is effective, this becomes one of your greatest sources of power. Why do I say that? Because what you know. Now, I'm talking about what you really know through experience. I'm not talking about theories. I'm not talking about beliefs. I'm talking about what is the very foundation of what you base your perspectives and decisions on. Now, barring some serious mental illness or brain damage, you can never lose knowledge, and no one can take it from you. Repeat the game in that. That is a possession that is extremely valuable because no one can take it away from you and no one can steal it from you. You know how to put on a pair of pants, don't you? You know how to get online and listen to podcasts because you're listening to this one now. Who can come and tell you that what you're doing is who can tell you that how you're doing that, putting on your pants or getting online, who can tell you that you're doing it wrong? If it works for you and you've been doing it over and over for many years, you know it. There's no reason to argue about it. There's no reason to debate about it because you know. Am I right? Place value in things you know because there's no doubt there. There's no fear there. There's no hesitation there. You don't have a hesitation when you go get dressed. You don't have a fear or a doubt when you go make a sandwich or cook a meal if you know how to cook. You don't have any fear or hesitation or doubt when you get in your vehicle and drive. You know these things. It is the things outside of that comfort zone that you fear. But if you press your envelope, if you push that box just a little bit further, you can begin to know those things too. Really got off on a tangent there. So let's track back. Let's get back to the topic of this podcast. The game was designed to give you a sense of direction, so to speak, at all times. You can develop yourself to the point where even if you're in a situation where you know nothing, you can still move through it and shake off any possible negative effects. Move and shake. That's another saying of the game. So we want to be able to move and shake through life. And what is life? Life is a series of problems that must be solved. We control the cause to the best of our ability, and we prepare ourselves to respond to any effects, cause and effect. So let's look at the word respond just real briefly. What do I mean by responding? We prepare ourselves to respond to effects. Respond or responding means to take action on something, physically or verbally. Now let's look at the seventh principle of the game, the way I teach it, and that principle is responsibility. Now, join me in some wordplay for just a moment. Let me repeat that word. Responsibility. Responsibility. The ability to respond. Responsibility is the ability to respond to something physically or verbally. And it starts with what's in your mind. So what are we, or what do we need to respond to? What are we responding to? What are we taking the responsibility to have the ability to respond? What are we doing that for? Because we must respond to effects in our life where we need to make a decision. Why do we need to make decisions? Because most of the effects that we come across in our life are problems. And every problem must be solved. Every problem must be answered. Quite sure that the majority of you listening to this knows what happens when you do not take care of problems that arise in your life. When you don't take care of problems that arise, most of the time, they only get worse. So, now that you have that foundation in place, how do we actually go about solving a problem? We solve problems by looking for their source. We go and look for their origin. What is causing them? Trying to deal with the effects of a problem without dealing with its cause first. We deal with the cause, not the effects. If you try to deal with the effects and not the cause, that's like seeing a fire on the ground and instead of stomping on the fire to put it out, you stomp next to it. Yeah, you're doing something, but you're not really dealing with the fire itself. You got me? There's a fire on the ground, you're stomping next to it to put it out. That is very ineffective. You're using up a lot of energy, but it's not having any positive effect. It's not solving the problem. You deal with the problem not by dealing with the effects of it, but by dealing with its cause, its source, its origin. So, in the game, we use a process called negation. What does that mean? A negation is kind of like a mental checklist that we build in our heads. And on this checklist, we're marking off things that we think may be the cause of the particular problem that we're facing. And we're going to go step by step through this checklist to get to the actual root or cause, the source of a problem that we're facing. It's like peeling back layers of an onion. We go layer by layer by layer until we get to the center of the onion. Same thing with this mental checklist that we approach problems with. We go through possible possible causes of the problem, and then we check them off one at a time until we get to the actual root of the problem, until we find the source of the problem. Let me give you a very simple example. Let's say you go to your car one morning and it doesn't start. So there are many possible causes for us to look at that may be causing this problem. So we're going to go through them layer by layer so we can arrive at the true total cause. So what are some of the reasons a car won't start? It could be the battery's dead. You can have a bad alternator, which is causing the battery to drain itself. It's causing the battery to die. You could have a bad starter. You can have a bad relay switch. It could be that the engine has locked up. Maybe you have a leaky head gasket and the engine locked up. And there's a few other possible causes for why a car will not start. And we would go and check through all of these possible causes. We do them one by one, checking things off our list, pulling back those layers of the onion until we find the cause. Once we find the cause, then we take on the responsibility, the ability to respond, and we fix the cause. This gets rid of the problem. It's like you can pull up a weed in your yard. But if you do not completely pull that thing up by every single root in that ground, it's going to grow back. It's the same thing when we attack the cause of a problem. You want to pull this thing up by its roots to get rid of it. So, in the example I just gave about the car, not about the weeds, but if you don't know anything about cars, the example I gave, it might seem like a lot of work to you, but it is work. If you don't know much about cars, going through this checklist trying to find out why your car won't start is work. But think about it like this. This is the perspective. What's going to happen if you don't solve the problem? You're going to end up with a vehicle that won't start. Or if you go out and clean your yard of weeds and you don't pull them up properly, what's going to happen? All those weeds are going to go back. You've wasted a lot of time and a lot of energy because you were dealing with the effects instead of finding the root of the problem and dealing with the root of the problem. Cause and effect. The truth of the matter is that many problems that we come across in our life usually aren't really that complex. It's like when I was talking earlier about brushing your teeth or taking a shower. You know, those are very simple problems. They're very easy to examine. They're very easy to solve. But the most important thing with any problem is that we face them and we find a way to solve them. Very crucial. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. Because if we do not take the responsibility to solve them, our life over time gets more stressful. It gets worse and worse and worse. When we talk about self-empowerment, we want our life to not get worse over time. We want it to get better over time. So we solve our problems. And by solving problems, we also learn and we also grow. And once we solve a problem and know how to solve a problem, if that problem ever comes up again, you have a base, you have a reference point to how to solve that problem with more efficiency than you had the first time. That is a very big piece of self-empowerment. Again, this is W. James Dennis, and I appreciate you all for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you have any questions, email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. I try to answer as many questions as I can, so don't hesitate. If you're scared, hit me up if you have a question. Also, visit my website if you haven't had a chance to, and that's wjamesd.com.